RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a beautiful morning. It's the day after, 26th day of December. It's Sam, it's Greg, it's Noel. Dylan's on the other side of the glass, and we are in for the morning shift. Thank you for letting us be a part of your holiday mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
Morning!
All right, since we sat here in the Senate session last hour, I'm only going to do one this hour. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's all right. I threw out two shout-outs last night.
You already broke the law, but go ahead.
I ain't break no law.
I mean, we just wanted you to get it approved and go through the right steps. You just started going all willy-nilly on it.
Don't make me turn this into like a Castro situation. I'll dictate that all.
You the one that went rogue, Greg.
I ain't rogue. It's my
You one went sideways.
Greg said, don't make me turn this car around.
Yeah, really. And a shout-out to all you happy holiday folks in Fairburn.
Hey!
Beautiful folks in Fairburn.
State champions, Creekside.
There you go.
Yeah.
And now we're working together here.
Congratulations, Creekside.
You had a fun fact for Rex, too, last hour. And then you got on him.
Well, this hour is Clayton County. The river comes from up under the airport, but go ahead.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate, Sam. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
And
what?
Start packing.
You left that out the other day.
Hey-o.
Sam knew that part.
You got to do that.
The start packing part there. I thought of you. I just want to get this little nugget out here because you talk about under the river and all that. So one of these shorts popped up, and it showed, which I had never seen, you haven't seen forever maybe, Secretariat's Kentucky Derby run.
Oh.
Somebody had put together the three races that Secretariat ran.
Okay.
That got him the Triple Crown.
Okay, yeah.
We've all heard about the crazy Belmont with all those, 31 lengths or whatever it was, 20-plus
lengths.
He's
a machine.
Exactly. Yeah. The Preakness, being as we were talking about that the other day when Eric was here about how they're getting a new racetrack up because the old joint is being refurbished.
The old place is being leveled.
Okay, that's Pimlico, being refurbished.
Pimlico is going away.
But here's what I didn't know. Noel, you won't get this. This is for Mr. Crenshaw only, but I will be so happy if you get this reference. So, Sam, I'm watching this race.
Yes.
And I did not know the name of the horse that led most of the race until Secretariat decided to take it over. The name of the horse that was leading was called Shecky Green.
Are you serious?
Now, have you ever heard that name before, Noel?
Nope.
Shecky Green was one of the most famous nightclub comedians in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
And just a comedian back in the day, 60s, 70s.
We show up on late night.
Yeah, he'd show up on the shows, but he was that guy who he was like a notch below Don Rickles.
Okay.
He played Vegas. He knew all the characters, but he didn't pop like that guy did. But he's also famous for having something else happen. He almost got killed in a fight. Because he told a joke on stage at the Fountain Blue, and it was about a guy who had friends. We'll just put it that way. He was a nice family member.
Yeah.
And he had friends. and got Shaky. And because he wasn't a Don Rickles, who was buddies with, you know, pretty much everybody, he was Shaky Green. The guy took him out back and was pummeling him. He didn't like the joke.
Mm.
And you know who stopped him from being pretty much killed during this fight where he's getting all kinds of things thrust upon him?
Who?
Frank Sinatra.
I knew he was going to say Frank Sinatra.
But it was the truth. Frank Sinatra was there at the Fountain Blue, and as the story goes, he went out, and when you hear other people of that era tell the story, it's great because they said, yeah, Frank just went out there and went, okay, that's enough.
Break this up. Break this up.
You think afterwards, after he got everything broken up, he looked at the young man and said, "That's life."
Wait a minute. That's a very good dismount.
We'll move on from that.
Dialogue.
I know, right? These young folks, they know where to find you.
You know, sometimes we know a little something. Sometimes we know a little something.
Oh my goodness. Not expecting that.
That wasn't. It was very good.
Came out of nowhere.
All right, man. So you didn't watch any of the games yesterday, not many of the games yesterday. Noelle and I have been just like.
I was out hunting Chinese food. Go ahead.
I hear that. Shout out to the Golden Buddha.
Sam was waiting there 45 minutes for that Golden Buddha.
Listen.
Waiting on some spring rolls.
He said, I saw about that much of the games.
It's like he was Dallas and Washington. I ain't bothering with that. It was an okay game. It was one of the best hits. Debo Samuel put one of the best hits I have seen on anybody, period, in a very long, and it was a legal hit. Dude's helmet flew off, and we were talking about John Madden earlier, who coined the phrase that I had never heard or since, a decleater.
Okay.
This wasn't a decleater. This was like, get out my way.
So it wasn't Jadeveon Clowney?
No, it was. No, yeah. It wasn't that, but okay. It was, you know how Debo runs. Man, he's very violent. And he hit this dude and the helmet. And the other thing that made it art was the fact that Dallas, much like Minnesota, was playing with those white helmets. Mm-hmm. And they had their emblem kind of on there differently.
Yeah.
So you didn't like them?
He's definitely not with Minnesota.
Well, yeah, it looked. Hey, weird. Whoa.
Yeah, it did. It really did. Yeah. I had to like go, come on, at least make the emblem. And they did. They made the little horn team. Purple.
What junior college is this playing in?
No, for real.
Y'all know that was just the marketing thing. They're going to be all over Minneapolis.
Really?
Those helmets. And,
for $29.99 at the local Marshall.
I actually thought they looked good. Maybe unpopular opinion, but I thought the helmets looked good.
Really?
Sam was just praising you a minute ago for dismounting this from the other thing. He don't like you now.
The helmet was okay. It was just too much white for me.
Well, yeah, but if you did something with the jersey or something.
Yeah, it was too much white for me.
Give me some purple. Yeah, ain't nothing there. The Vikings.
I think I like the continuity.
Hang
of
on a second. The horn thing, the Viking horn was outlined in purple.
In purple.
Yeah.
So they incorporated some purple. The numbers were outlined in purple.
Give me the outline.
It was too white.
Oh, no, I'm with you on that. Yeah, but, you know, what's the difference? You hear that in college, a whiteout. They're doing
outline numbers. Let me tell you something about outline numbers.
Okay, go ahead.
Because some people come up with these ideas for these things, have no idea for the people who happen to call the game.
Yeah,
you're up. You're up top, and you look at, and everything blends in, and you got to tell the number who that person is.
They have Clark Atlanta. Clark Atlanta. I'm sorry.
I had to
clear my throat.
They have no regard. They had no regard for the person who's calling the game. Once Georgia State was playing a game against UNC Charlotte. And UNC, their colors are green and gold.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They had on some dark, dark, dark green jerseys and black numbers playing in the Georgia Dome. You couldn't tell.
Yeah, you can't see none of that.
You couldn't tell anything, man. So I'm saying, well, okay, I know they're doing stuff to market. It's Christmas Day. They want folks to go get online and order. I understand all that. But if you're trying to call what's going on, that's
you got to earn your money that day.
Man, what?
I'm saying you got to earn your money. You got to look a little harder. You got to clean your glasses. I get what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Right.
So I'm saying you earn your money that day as somebody who has to work a little harder. You want some help from the folks who are just, you know, designing the uniforms, but no, they don't care about y'all.
So yeah, I feel like the specialty NBA jerseys suffer from that too, because sometimes you'll watch Luka in a jersey and it's 77 looks like 11.
Yep.
Right. You know. And we're trying to be cute and trying to get something that people go online and
we have seen the NBA do that with
Fanatics and
the initials. They've done that, or just ATL.
Yeah.
Then he's done it with other teams. And then somebody got cute last year and did one upside down. Like you see the hats with the ATL upside down?
Yeah.
I got one of them. They did it on the uniforms for some special game. So they know who they're marketing to. And they don't want to see grandpa's version of the NFL.
I'm convinced NBA. Majority of them wind up at the local Ross, but I digress.
I'm convinced
y'all are not selling as much as these jerseys for us to be completely inundated by them by every league every year. But I digress. I'm going to let y'all have it. But, like, can we talk about the Lions being eliminated from playoff contention? Who saw that coming? Like, I did feel like their window was shrinking. But let me move the conversation forward.
Okay.
Can we talk about the fact that the NFC South may get two teams in the playoffs and not one of them are going to be the Falcons?
Yeah.
I feel like if there's any outstanding negative outlier for Raheem about whether he's going to come back or not next season, that to me is the biggest negative outlier. Mm-hmm. So the NFC South, with as topsy-turvy and as inconsistent as it's been, are looking at two teams going to the playoffs? That's what I said, looking
but
at.
Just the possibility at this stage of the season to still have that possibility.
Because I think the only other team that was in the hunt with Tampa were the Lions, and they've been officially eliminated now.
Taken out there. I think that this is that team in that city that you hate. That's out of respect. I ain't going to mention them because I know how you feel about that city.
I don't hate them. I just don't respect their sports prowess. But go ahead.
All right. That they are giving us that finger because there wasn't a one of us that gave them a chance. We were telling Bryce.
They weren't even
a consideration. They were talked about like getting another first round. Should they take another quarterback in the first round next year?
Which I didn't agree with. But yeah, they're giving the whole other 31 the you know what round
because right.
y'all didn't think we could
that's
do it.
That's what makes what you talk about with Raheem a little bit more salty.
I agree with you. Yeah, even though I don't believe in it. They were able to do what you were supposed to do, what it seemed like you had a clearer path to be able to do.
Yeah.
And they kind of, they not only took your thunder, they did it by taking your lunch money. It very much is insult to injury, salt in the wound from a team that we don't even take seriously.
The loss in Charlotte.
You can't say that city out loud here. Okay. She's on this side of class. She don't like that anymore.
Okay.
So when you put all of that in a box by itself, when you look at it, even with all of the positive, I think that happened this year. Oh boy, yeah, the Panthers winning the South is just not a good look. Yeah.
They're the only team to talk about, as far as I'm concerned, because you guys have heard me rail about Oklahoma and how they get you worked up into a lather until that big game pops. Now, I know what they did during the season and all that, but this is what I said on this show or on Sunday show. About Oklahoma. That mentality is the reason why I don't feel like Tampa Bay is going to ascend because of that quarterback who went where?
Oklahoma.
And did the same thing a couple times where Baker Mayfield, now this year, even the end of last year, everybody said, oh, Baker Mayfield's turned the corner. He's that dude, man. He's found a home at Tampa Bay. And then these games, as we approach
found a home at Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
now.
He has, but he's still that Oklahoma quarterback, Baker Mayfield, to me, who if I were as a fan down there, he would drive me crazy. And what big game has he won yet?
I don't even necessarily disagree with you, but I think Tampa has more going on with that also. I just think it's exactly what we saw out of Carolina 10, 12 years ago where they were a team winning a bad division and it was hiding problems. Yeah, when you know, 7-9, well, 7-10 or 8-whatever is good enough to win a division and you go lose a playoff game and everybody's happy and you do it all over again, what's the standard? So I don't know.
Yeah. That head coach down there talking about effort and want to and taking it serious. That sounds like what we coming out of J.J. Redick up there with them Lakers. They're finally getting a taste of Luka constantly or not constantly playing defense now. And they're going through what Dallas is like, we told you. See, he can lose all the weight he wants. But we're not talking NBA right now. We're going to talk about it next when Mr. Philadelphia himself shows up here. Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, talk about this Hawks game. And by the way, Hawks taking on Miami today. 7 o'clock tip, pregame at 6:30 if you can get in front of a TV. We have got that game for you right here. And joining us to talk about it, like I said, Terrell Thomas, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it.
No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Yeah, you know who we got to give a shout out to when you hear this song, Sam.
Yeah.
Haven't talked about it in a little bit. Send a little holiday welcome to our former producer, Max. But when we hear this, shout out to Max's mom.
Yeah,
on
really.
This Friday morning. It is the 26th day of December. Sam, Greg, and Noel, a Sunday version of us here during the week and in for the morning shift. Mr. Fricky is going to take over for us at 9 o'clock. But I want to remind you, too, also this segment, Sam, Noel, is presented by John Foy and Associates.
Mm-hmm.
Experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm.
All right, now.
There you go. That. Get the strong arm. I always wondered why it wasn't two arms.
No.
It was just one.
Oh, it was strong, yeah. It was strong enough.
It was like Popeye, you know, get that.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, you got to wonder what it was like for this dude watching Melo, watching Kobe and Selah. Grab for the presents under the tree.
Yeah.
We have enjoyed them, our little nieces and nephews, you know, as they have grown up here, Terrell Thomas's kids. And as we welcome Terrell on, I'm sure it was a special Christmas day for you and
yes.
the family, man. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Great to have y'all. Happy holidays, I'll say, as we transition, you know,
yeah.
to New Year. So happy holidays.
And is it still special watching them dive for presents? And as your kid,
yes,
that's what you do.
Yes,
you don't walk up to them, grab. You dive for them. That's mine.
Yeah, it was a really, really, really nice Christmas holiday. I will say that it was great to see. It was very special. Kobe, of course, he's still a little too young to open gifts, so I just kind of set his gifts in his lap and whatnot, and let him try to grab for them. And of course, we have a newer addition with my lady's daughter, her daughter Madison, opening gifts with the kids. It's always great to see, man. I love Christmas. I love everything that goes along with that holiday. So I'm really blessed, and I appreciate God for putting me in that position.
And I have to apologize. I left Madison out.
Yeah,
so I didn't know that. So yeah. I apologize.
No worries.
But
at
that's
all.
Amazing to hear that the kids had a great Christmas. What was the coveted gift this year under the tree?
Well, I do know for Carmelo, he still has a gift that he hasn't opened yet. And that right there would be, that's the one that I know he's most looking forward to.
Okay.
Selah's getting older, so it's just jewelry and books for her. And she's pretty much the same. I got her a special book. I will reveal it, but she may be listening.
Don't tell her.
The girls are reading more. I heard that also yesterday. Somebody got a book series yesterday. So the girls are reading more. I love to see it.
Okay.
The intelligence level. So they say women are smarter than us men. So I'll let that fly this holiday season as well.
I want to bring something up, and I want to embarrass you a little bit here because Noelle reminded me of something. Noelle, you've seen Sayla out doing her thing.
I have, yeah.
And she's a young reporter, right? And she's getting better and better. My question is, while Daddy's on the phone, your experiences with her, she's already got it, right? Meaning 100%. That it factor as it's growing.
100%.
How much time do you figure she's going to be local? If she will, I mean, she got to get out of school first, obviously.
I was about to say, yeah, as soon as she graduates college, she's going to be hitting the ground running. They're going to be calling her sophomore year trying to get her to do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Daddy?
I pray so.
You know, let's get her some NIL stuff here and get her ready for college.
Listen, indeed. But transitioning.
She's already letting me know she got 2 years left and she's flying away. I said, dang, you leaving me?
Yeah, it's already SAT time. We already planning schools. We got things to do, Dad.
I'm learning that more and more every day.
There you go, folks. But if you're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas, and he is social, you can always find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. Hawks are playing tonight, and, you know, a certain player has returned to this team, and we ain't won a game since he's been back. And a lot of people are saying stuff, but, I mean, I'm looking at the bright side. That, you know, as Trae Young gets in and reacclimates himself with his team, we're going to see the wins. His production has been good and solid. And just the way the last game ended, you know, give you a reason to kind of like grit your teeth a little bit. But thoughts about this team as they try to break out of this four-game tailspin against the Miami team that's right above them in the division here this evening?
Yeah, you know, I hate to see things unfolding the way they are. I remember when Trae did miss a few weeks and the Hawks were winning, we had the conversation, you know, if Trae returns to the lineup and the production we've seen and the wins we've seen, if they don't continue, what is going to be the talk? And as you mentioned, I've heard the chatters as well, you know, because since Trae's return, the Hawks have looked good offensively. I do believe that Jalen Johnson still has been effective. I'm glad to see that. I was very curious to see how those two would gel with Trae's return to the lineup. But that production has not equaled wins as of yet. And, yes, that last game versus the Bulls had a few head-scratching moments down the stretch. So I do kind of believe that it is one of those situations where Trae is getting reacclimated to this lineup. I think it's different for Trae. You know, we've said for years and years now that Trae has needed a superstar to play along, and I think we do have a budding superstar for sure with Jalen Johnson. So I do wonder, is it just those two are still building their chemistry together? Because they don't have a lot of games together when we think about Jalen getting injured last year, Trae being injured recently. So I'm hoping and leaning that it's more towards that, but they do have to find a way to get back on the winning side of things against the Miami Heat because they're right underneath the Heat right now in the standings.
They are. And from what I've been seeing in the past couple of weeks is that offensively they look pretty good. They're scoring, and Trae is adding to that being back. But defensively they seem to become inconsistent. What's happening there, and what can they do tonight against Miami to turn that tide?
Yeah, I think it's been like pretty much the same script over the years when it comes to when Trae's on the floor defensively. And it almost does seem like the Hawks are playing down one. I do believe that Trae had his best defensive year yesterday, and I still feel like he has some growth to do on that side of the ball, especially under Coach Quinn. I know we mentioned last week when we spoke, I was saying, hey, Trae would be at a huge advantage if he just takes the Allen Iverson script and just plays the passing lanes more. He's not the biggest guy out there, so there are some guards who can kind of play bully ball against him, but he's very swift, very fast. If he plays that passing lane, I think he'd be very successful. But they have to find a way for Trae, for one, teams not to gun at Trae, because it seems like that. Yeah. The teams are going for Trae when he's out there defensively, and it does at times seem like the Hawks, again, are playing 4-on-5 basketball. So they have to find a philosophy to get that, to handle that, or it's going to continue to linger and be a problem.
Well, this is the game they got to get the win because, you know, Adebayo's day-to-day, Tyler Herro is gone, my man. And so this is a team right now, while you're looking up at Miami, you can get well. You can get well. You can work on some things. And you got to turn the corner because after a four-game losing streak, man, you talk about chemistry. You talk about all these things that you would like to have in place before the All-Star break, right? And leading up to as you end the year, you're working on some things. You're feeling these guys have some chemistry going here, going there, whether it's low post or backcourt, whatever it is. But they haven't had a chance to get footing, Trey coming back and all that. But I'm saying today in this matchup against Miami is one of those games where you have a chance to catch a team out the top talent, get better, because you got the team that's going to be sitting in second place next, which is the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the way I think about it.
Easier, no, the next week, the schedule is going to get kind of bumpy, though, right, Terrell?
Yeah.
Yes. And Greg, I think you hit it right on the head. Like, this is one of those early season must-win situations, you know, because although Miami has the injuries that you mentioned, it seems like Miami comes here to Atlanta and they always find a way to pull out a win. I don't understand how that happens, but even with the injuries and the hiccups that they have right now, I think that this could be a close game. So I think this is one of those games that the Hawks must win because, as you mentioned, yes, then you have the Knicks coming to town tomorrow, and, you know, they're on a high. They lost to Cleveland yesterday, so I think they'll be looking to bounce back and get a win. You have Ant-Man and the Timberwolves coming to town soon. The schedule does not get any easier now that the Hawks are, you know, past that mark of Christmas Day and really needing to turn things up. So they got to get a win tonight. They got to find a way to get on the winning side of things.
All right, man. Well, we're going to be back on our show on Sunday. We may have to reach out to you and ask, hey, that was a good call, or what's wrong with these guys? We'll discuss that on Sunday. Either way, as always, Terrell, whether it's today or we're doing the Sunday show, Saturday and Sunday. By the way, we get our Saturdays back mid-January, so it'll be Sam and Greg Saturday and Sunday mornings again soon. But for getting up early the way you have been throughout the years, you know, Adam Alexander, you know, y'all are like the ones who've been with us from the beginning, and you get up at ungodly hours at times and join us, so we want to thank you again.
Oh, always a pleasure, man. I appreciate being on the show, and I'll be tuned in for the rest of the show. You guys have a great day. Noel, have a great day, and let's get a win, Hawks. Let's have a great conversation Sunday morning about how these Hawks are on a two-game winning streak.
There you go.
I need you to send some good vibes today, plus, Terrell.
And plus, we didn't say we definitely
I'm sending them.
Anyway, having said that, let's remind you that if you can't get in front of a TV, we got the Hawks by Miami. That tips at 7. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Tomorrow we got Military Bowl. We have got Houston at the Chargers. We got NFL action. We got college. We got pro NFL football. And we got NBA action. All right here if you can't get in front of a TV. Man, one-stop shopping. We're going to turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour, but we are not done yet. It is Sam, Greg, and Noel, Sports Radio. And we're in for the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game lost that voice on this day. There was just, it's just one of those that when I hear this song, it takes me back to those years in school, and you remember where you were when you, at least for me.
Well, yeah, this came with the movie,
you know,
which I still never saw.
Really? Either no, one?
Never saw Superfly.
You never saw it
either? I saw Shaft, but I never saw Superfly.
Okay. Yeah. Curtis, Reggie White, Gerald Ford.
Okay.
Phil Negro.
Hey.
All on this day. Desmond Tutu.
Hey.
So there you go. We are going to turn things over to John Freaky coming up top of the hour. It has been Sam and Greg and Noel all morning long in for the morning shift. Thank you for letting us be a part of your morning. So we got a couple things we want to clean up here, sports related. One is it is being permeated all throughout the world of sports that Michigan now has its focus on the head coach of Utah, Kyle Whittingham, is in the discussions for the job at Michigan. You guys, your thoughts on that? Him landing there and you know, his background. You know, I think they're past going for that Michigan man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, but they kind of took too long to have their choice and go for the Michigan man. Like, now you're going to have to try to find the best person available to move this program forward. And that's probably a good candidate.
Yeah.
Like him?
I mean, they're in a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. You're in a really no win.
You're in a big time spot right now when you talk about the way things move with transfer portal and that type thing. You got to come in and recruit. You got to come in and see who from that staff you're going to keep on. And That's a big thing to come in and have to do in a situation like that where, you know, whoever comes in, there are going to be expectations. People are going to sit there with their arms folded looking to see what happens. And then especially the way this whole situation evolved at Michigan, people are going to be paying extra close attention to who comes in there and what they're able to do.
But the thing is, the expectations are different than what your boy in Alabama went through, who was touted for this job.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be the dude who follows the dude.
Yeah, but you don't want a dude that follows have to clean up with a big old mop and broom to come in and clean up the mess.
There's no way.
This guy got to come in and clean up
the
mess.
No, see, that's the thing. He don't have to.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't. No, he's got to focus on the team. The mess is somebody else's to deal with. And by the way, that AD is getting a lot of, you know what, he gets some arrows thrown at him.
I'm just saying, he's got a lot of stuff to clean up.
Yeah, the school in itself has to clean that stuff up, not the next coach. The next coach has got to do his job and make you try to forget about that other coach. But cleaning up, there's no way to clean up what happened. There's just not. If you want to talk about what Harbaugh started up with NCAA and all that, that's a different episode of Oprah. And we can possibly get into that and how you go about finding out information and what really got him in trouble there. But the other thing that happened with the last coach, that's an outlier. This new coach don't have to deal with
folks,
that.
Ask the folks at Penn State.
I can ask the folks who follow Michigan,
right?
Because I hear that on a daily basis.
But I'm just saying, I'm talking about Penn State. You had to come in and clean up. That's something that
and how long
there.
Did it take? They went through three coaches.
You know, I'm just saying
before they got stable. That coach had to just follow. I mean, had to just get those guys right back on team. But anyway, Kyle Whittingham, he is the one who is in discussions now. He's the front runner, I guess, in the lead, the leader in the clubhouse, as they say, right now for that Michigan job. We will see what happens. One of the other things that we haven't talked about, you mentioned a comment that came out of Charles Barkley.
Just about Christmas Day and the NFL. Just the NFL's being greedy. And it's true. They are.
Yeah.
I mean,
because they can.
And I felt it, too, because I was like, man, you got three games on here. And then the NBA gave us like three or four games. It's like how much Christmas are we going to get in between the sports?
Well, that's not a problem, is it?
Well, it's on in the background. Whatever you're doing,
I mean, it is, and you're trying to travel around or whatever. But if you're actually trying to like sit down and watch these games, like it's a little more.
How much of it do you actually sit down and watch? Before we get put a pin in that, let's see what Barkley had to say.
The NFL got greedy and started adding Christmas game. We used to have this day to ourselves, but, you know, Roger Goodell, them pigs at the NFL always want to hog every day of the week now.
They can't play on Christmas.
The NBA.
Hey, dude, we are on ESPN.
I saw those guys yesterday on ESPN talk about it, and they're right. Christmas is an NBA day.
It was.
Right, it was. Yeah, yeah, that day's over with.
This is life in the business. You know, it's the business world around here.
And I don't mind having a game or two on, like a football game, or maybe in a marquee time slot. But three felt like a lot.
Yeah, three
yesterday.
Is a lot.
Three felt
you
like
gotta
a,
want
a
it.
Three
well,
is a lot.
They put on two extras because they already had Thursday night in place, right? So they took over Netflix, and they had two games on Netflix. Now, I get what you're saying.
Which I had to find. I was like, where's the game?
I know, you're right.
Then I was like, oh.
That's the other part. Yeah. If you're going to play and you're going to make folks pay, that's the other thing. That is the greed. That is the greed.
The NFL is king. That's first and foremost. And if the NFL wants Christmas Day, guess what? They got Christmas Day.
I mean, they took it.
They took it. They straight up deboed it.
They deboed Christmas Day from
NBA.
But did they take it from people who are not going to pay? They ain't took nothing for folk who ain't going to pay.
But the problem is most of us already have Netflix.
And Netflix already gave them their money. So they don't care who has a problem finding it. Netflix said, here, take this and have our pipe your games in our channel.
To me, the other thing about this is, too, and I want to touch on something Noel just said about three felt like a lot. I feel like three only felt like a lot this year because, unfortunately, the way it played out for the NFL – there were three games that really didn't mean a whole lot. The Cowboys and the Commanders were already done. They were eliminated. Detroit was still playing for something, but that ended up being not very good game. And Denver and Kansas City, Denver already clinched, and Kansas City, they were on their third string quarterback. So I think that's why I felt like a lot.
But those games were in place when those teams were supposed to be infinitely better than they are now.
Right.
Well, that's what Dylan was saying. They tried to tee it up.
But that was supposed to be. And what's the difference, by the way, than three games yesterday than three games on Thanksgiving Day?
Nothing.
Well, we didn't used to do that either. That's also part of the greed. We weren't doing that either.
That's been around for a while. I get that they kicked NBA to the curb, but the difference, I think, is that most people do Christmas on Christmas Day. See, I sat around with Jesse watching games because we did Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So there's those folks. Now, I realize that's not the majority. But it's
for most.
I mean, most people do Christmas in the early, early morning.
Yeah,
it's mostly when you're trying to have dinner and people when you're trying to travel around and meet other people. I just don't feel like it's as many eyeballs on the TV as like maybe it would be on a Thanksgiving Day. But like I said, we used to only do like the one or two games on Thanksgiving too, and then that kind of also jumps the shark for more money.
Which brings us to something else. There have been 13, 14 bowl games played so far.
Yeah.
How many of them have you watched from start to finish?
None.
Because here's the thing. Just like those NFL games were so much, every time a commercial spot comes up, there are no black holes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every commercial spot is sold. Okay, what I mean? And so that's what's happening with these bowl games, too. Every commercial spot that comes up, and you figure it doesn't mean anything. Players are canceling out, don't want to play in the bowl games. At the end of that Hawaii-California game, that was a bench-clearing brawl. Somebody, something meant something to somebody. These guys have been in town visiting children's hospitals and going to banquets and posing for things together, and they were out there beating the you-know-what out of each other.
Yeah, man.
So
they were brawling.
So I'm just saying, you know, it's content. All of it is.
We know that.
But even the NFL, too. And because yesterday at the time, they weren't great games, but they're on in the background as people come through the door ready to eat the dinner. They're waiting for the dinner to get done.
I think Sam hit the nail on the head.
No, he's right. No, content. That's
a lot of this is being reduced down to content.
It's content.
It is. We are not.
If we go to a commercial spot and we see a black slate with nothing in there, then we got a problem.
You just made me realize that I saw commercials on Netflix yesterday.
Right.
Yes, you did.
Like Snoop Dogg and then went off the air, and then Martha closed it out, and then the first thing I saw was John Travolta as Santa Claus singing Grease Lightning.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
And asking what you got in your wallet.
That I paid for. That was a lot.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But
interesting.
Look how they worked it in, and you didn't feel like you didn't feel like didn't you
lost even realize
anything.
It.
And that's just that's 2025, 2026,
that's what's happening, folks.
And that's okay, because everybody's going through it. So that's why
line.
I don't have
that's
a problem
the
with
line.
It. Yeah, I got no beef with this because it's not just my house or just Cobb County or just Georgia, whatever. Everybody's got to deal with this, so it's a level playing field.
Yeah.
You can talk about greed. We know it's that. But
it's not going to change it. It's just,
how
you feel. So Charles Barkley can feel the way he feels, but.
And the only people that complain about it, and I don't say this, and I'm part of that crew, is because if you're old enough to remember the way it was, you're the only ones that are complaining. Because you're saying, well, the way it used to be.
But you realize what it is, though. You see it for what it is.
You have to.
You know
Not
I mean?
Everybody does that, though. They don't want to see it for what it is. They want to complain about what y'all trying to do and how come you're trying to change things up and blah, blah, blah. But
well, there's been NFL on Christmas Day before. One of the longest games ever played was on Christmas Day. That was the Dolphins-Chiefs playoff game.
But that's because the calendar
way
felt
back
like
in the day,
it,
right?
it fell
so,
that
I mean,
way.
Mm-hmm. We've had NFL on Christmas Day years and years and years ago.
I have absolutely no problem. Speaking of movies, I've decided to finally do something I have not watched something I have not seen but have wanted to for a while. So I got to episode one of John Wick.
Okay.
I've been wanting to get into the John Wick. They got four of them, right?
I believe so. I know at least three.
Have you watched any of them?
No, it's not my thing. That's my mom's thing. She love a good bang bang shoot 'em up, as she like to call him.
Well, I like he's one
bang,
of them dudes.
Bang bang shoot 'em up. I like that.
Great. Keanu Reeves is sleep. He's one of them sleepy, you know, superstars in cinema that you forget about their catalog of work.
Yeah.
And because you think about the Samuel L's, and you think about the Harrison Fords and the Tom Hanks. If you want to trade careers with somebody, I take Keanu Reeves's.
Yeah.
When you think about it, from The Matrixes to John Wick and all the other stuff he's done in between, and nobody bothers this dude.
Nope.
He walks through life kind of. He's like on that same plane as Woody Harrelson. They can walk through. I bet you that dude could walk into Lenox today and nobody would mess with him. You might think he's on some of that hemp he's always talking about, but still, these two for whatever reason have a thing about them. Michael B. Jordan couldn't walk through there.
Yeah, I think it's a personability. People just be like, oh,
it's a connectability.
Yeah,
something like that.
Oh, that's Keanu Reeves.
Could Steve Harvey walk through there and people leave him alone? He even told people to leave him alone, so that's. That's why. Hey, how have you enjoyed this? You, Noel, Wednesday and today, you are not producing us.
Yes.
You have been a part of the
You're
show.
You're on this side of the glass.
Integral part of the show. We want you back as quick as possible. But for you, oh, by the way, did I do this? I wasn't sure if I did. Let me make sure I get this out here. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real
brought
Estate.
Brought to you
go
by.
To, yeah, you need to go. Y'all need to go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home. And do what, Sam?
Start packing.
That's right.
Yeah.
So forgive me if I didn't get that right there at 40 when I was supposed to. But your overall thoughts on the last two times that we've been on and you've been part of the show?
I have had a ball being a knight at the round table. I am usually on the other side of the glass and adding my two cents. So to be here and to do this the entire 3 hours with you guys and with Jason on Wednesday was amazing. It was the best Christmas gift I could have asked for. Thank you guys, and thank you, Mike Conte.
Look at that. And we welcome you with open arms.
And that included Dylan. Thank you, Dylan.
And you already know, Noel. Anytime.
Yeah. You're now part of the Algonquin Roundtable.
Yay!
You know about that? Well, we didn't have time. We'll talk about that on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
What you got going on for today, man? Are you going to, like, recharge your batteries?
Recharge the batteries a little bit and back in with CBS Atlanta this evening. I'll probably be live down at the Hawks at 6 o'clock, see if we can get them broken out of this tailspin, get them back on track.
All right. Well, I'm going to put together the casting call. I got a couple of things I got to do. I got to clean up around the house. I got two dogs there.
Whoa.
Yeah, Jesse's got a cousin because mama left town, so I'm dog sitting and all that. So
yeah,
we're going to enjoy some games today. Dylan, thank you. Give us your show again, and we're going to get in touch with you.
Hometown Take, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Yep.
There you go. And be sure to thank them dudes who make the donuts. You left them out as far as them people who you thank in the morning.
I got them.
John Fricke's up next. Thank you for letting us be a part of your holiday mornings. And everybody on the morning shift, it is Sam and Greg. We'll be back Sunday morning. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.